Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
And now, America's number one show on pop culture and politics. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. A great day when you can feel things moving toward what, though, in the Ukraine? There's that one Russian convoy, that caravan stretching out 40 miles. It's only a three-lane road they're on, and they can't turn around, and they're stuck in the mud. But at the same time, the Russians have taken control of that burning nuclear reactor. Nuclear power plant in Ukraine. Ukraine is more advanced than the United States in this. They have a better developed source of electrical energy. We should too. But it was shelled, the nuclear power plant, by the Russians, and a supportive building, not the reactor itself, not the reactor building, was caught on fire. Now the reactor is operating again, providing some electricity to people who are very worried about that being cut off as they're trying to survive. But there apparently are reports that the people are operating the nuclear power plant at gunpoint, because the Russians have now taken control of it. Are they in for what exactly? We don't know. Because there are some estimates. General Barry McCaffrey, who we hope is going to be joining us as soon as he is available, General McCaffrey has basically said that this is a 10-year event for Putin. It does not appear that there will be a sweeping or rapid or even one-time decisive victory. Where does it end? How does it end? That is the question that is the most important question right now, as people continue to be involved, fascinated, appalled, and even inspired by what is going on. Two sound bites from Ukraine. One, President Zelensky, who has become famous around the world. There's an interesting piece in Atlantic. We've posted it up at our website. By the way, the latest is that Zelensky has already survived three assassination attempts. And Lindsey Graham, meanwhile, is taking some flack of his own, because he suggested it would be a good thing, not if the Americans did it, but if the Russians did it, if there was some patriot in Russia who wanted to follow the idea of Brutus and Cassius in the Julius Caesar story, or wanted to follow the idea of Colonel Stauffenberg in the Wehrmacht in the Nazi days, who came so incredibly close to killing Hitler. Now, of course, he can't say that. He's a U.S. senator, and you can't call for the assassination of a foreign leader. But all of that is part of the ongoing controversy. President Zelensky, as I was mentioning before, he's celebrated now around the world because he remains a beacon of hope. It's amazing, by the way, that he's still traveling around the country, inspiring his people, wearing his green army t-shirt, and dressed not to be a president removed from the people, but somebody who's in the trenches with the embattled Ukrainian people. He is also talking about the revelation that the Russians have brought portable crematoria with them. Yes, that's right, the ability to burn bodies. This is not a joke. The crematoria are for them, for themselves, to burn their own dead after those casualties are incurred. Here is what President Zelensky had to say about that. This is clip 19.
And I feel embarrassed that now we have 21st century. I feel embarrassed that today there were such acts and people say forget about this and that, about apocalypse, the end of the world. The end of the world has arrived.
And then there is this, there's a gathering of the members of parliament of Ukraine who are still trying to function as a government. And at a session of parliament yesterday, they sang the national anthem, their national anthem. This is clip five. They are inspiring the world, not necessarily with their tunefulness, but with their spirit, their courage, their heroism, where every day that Ukraine survives as an independent nation is a small victory. Is it even possible to have a major victory now? What about China? China has been a huge surprise to the entire world. Why? Because everybody expected. Remember that Putin and Xi met at the Olympics and they said that their alliance, their friendship had no limits. Except guess what? China has remained neutral. They haven't said anything to condemn Ukraine or to condemn the West or to support Russia. They've been very quiet. Why is that going on? The Wall Street Journal speculates that China may be rethinking this limitless friendship. We'll be talking about that with Gordon Chang coming up, about the fact that I'm not sure this is what Vladimir Putin wanted. North Korea has remained very faithful and supportive to Vladimir. And speaking of Vladimir, more and more questions about his state of mind. There's even an article that refers to him in the New York Post as Vlad the Mad and talks about Condoleezza Rice's impressions of him the last time she met with him when she was Secretary of State, which was a long time ago, obviously. But the questions that are inescapable about his mental state. And speaking of mental state, there's madness in the country. And particularly at a time like this when it is so clear how different America is, how lucky we are to be here, how most people, even leftists, most leftists, not all of them, but most leftists can acknowledge right now that America is a great country and that people who believe that the election was stolen and that our whole system is corrupt, if you look at the way we're operating right now and you compare it to what is going on, not just in Russia, but in so many parts of the world that have no idea how to deal with this, it becomes obvious, doesn't it, that America is the one indispensable country. One of the best biographies of George Washington is called George Washington, the Indispensable Man. It was a shortened version by James Thomas Flexner of his multi-volume Washington biography. But the point is, America is the indispensable nation, and it continues to be. And how do we best protect that nation? And why the no-fly zone, which continues to be requested by the Ukrainians and continues to be turned down by our leadership? Are they right to do that? We will get to that and to much, much more on a very busy day. It's also the day that
The Batman
is released finally. This long, long, long 3-hour movie. Worth the time, worth the money. They're charging extra money for it. We'll get to that too on The Medved Show.
Introducing the all-new My Slippers from MyPillow. 2 years in development. Designed to wear indoor, outdoor, all day long. Made with MyPillow foam and impact gel to help prevent fatigue. And made with quality leather suede. For a limited time, you can get 50% off the new My Slippers. They're super comfortable, and you'll like them so much you'll want to get pairs of them for the entire family. Go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio listener square and use promo code MEDVED. That's promo code MEDVED, M-E-D-V-E-D. You'll also get deep discounts on all MyPillow products, like the Giza Dream bed sheets, the mattress topper, and towel sets. Call right now 1-800-320-6280. That's 1-800-320-6280 and use promo code MEDVED. Or go to the web at MyPillow.com. The all-new My Slippers from MyPillow.
Even for Americans who've been successful in dodging the coronavirus so far, there's still a problem of pain. There are 100 million Americans who suffer from ongoing pain due to overexertion or exercise or just aging or the effects of everyday living, and Relief Factor can help. It helps exercise-related pain or general muscle aches and pains, and it certainly does for me. There are four key ingredients. Each one approaches the body's natural anti-inflammatory response function from different metabolic pathways. The 3-week quick start can show you how it works. It's just $19.95, 95 cents a day, less than a cup of coffee a day, much less for pain relief. Try Relief Factor. It has worked wonderfully for literally hundreds of thousands, and certainly for me. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor, and order your own quick start. Nothing to lose but your pain, the whole world to gain.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name is Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com, and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Which is that, and it's breaking everywhere, apparently nuclear radiation fears have prompted a European rush for iodine tablets. Russia's invasion of Ukraine has prompted a rush across Europe for iodine tablets that can help reduce bodily damage from nuclear radiation exposure. And why would that be a thing in Europe and not here? Well, because the Earth is, I mean, it's much smaller than it used to be, because you can get from one place to another But still, there are European nations and European population centers. If there is any kind of nuclear exchange or terrible nuclear accident, if one of those reactors catches fire, the building housing the reactor, if you're unable to cool the reactor, there could be a radiation event. There's also a real possibility. Remember, President Putin has already put his nuclear forces on high alert. And for the people who are engaged in this fascinating effort to get into Putin's head, I'm not sure you really want to journey there at all, but he is deeply paranoid. He is convinced, and this is what his propagandists are all saying, he is deeply convinced that there is Russophobia, that people are just hating Russia for no good reason, and that the world is out to get him. And one of the points, it seems to me, that is a valid point that people are actually talking about is that, in other words, part of what is going on in the strategic thinking of leaders in the United States and in Great Britain and in Germany and in France and in the civilized world, in the West, in the free world, part of the thinking going on there is that we are going to avoid World War III. We're going to avoid some kind of confrontation with Russia involving our own troops and our own cities and our own safety. We're going to avoid that as long as we don't have weapons that Americans are wielding against them, of course, because there are a lot of Western weapons that are being used against them right now, and pretty effectively by the Ukrainians, including very advanced weapons. So is it possible that with the Russian economy in free fall, by the way, great economic news in the United States today, in terms of a 3.8% unemployment rate? Are you kidding me? It's, again, we have a labor shortage right now. Now, again, inflation means that this is not an economic paradise by any means, but the Russian economy is going the other direction. And would Putin be entirely wrong in saying, look, they're making war on me? My economy is being stretched and strapped, and they are feeding increasingly potent and effective weapons to my enemies against me. And that he felt, yes, that's an act of war, and we have to hit back at the Americans. It's unlikely that he would do that with a nuclear missile. But people are talking about, for instance, cyber warfare. That's something really devastating. Or who knows? We are in a wild, unexplored territory. When President Zelensky, who has less reason for embarrassment than anyone on earth right now, he has reasons for pride and continued strength, but he mentions that he's embarrassed by what is going on in this 20th century with the shelling of civilians and the certainty of death for so many people, and on both sides, with the Russians bringing along with them portable crematoriums in order to burn their dead. Lindsey Graham's tweet that I mentioned before that created a great deal of controversy was Senator Graham said, is there a Brutus in Russia? Meaning Brutus, who out of love of the Republic, he said, participated and helped to lead the conspiracy on the Ides of March to murder Julius Caesar before he could crown himself emperor. So Lindsey Graham begins, is there a Brutus in Russia? Is there a more successful Colonel Stauffenberg in the Russian military? That was the Operation Valkyrie that tried to blow Hitler up toward the end of the war. The only way this ends, he says, is for somebody in Russia to take this guy out. You would be doing your country and the world a great service. Now, this goes along to the action by Alex Kononyakin, who is a very wealthy Russian entrepreneur, but very, very anti-Putin, and has been for a while. And he posted a photo of Putin with the words, wanted dead or alive, Vladimir Putin for mass murder. And he said, I promised to pay $1 million to the officers who competently achieve their constitutional duty, arresting Putin as a war criminal under Russian and international laws. So he wasn't really calling for his assassination. He wanted him to be arrested and tried, he said, brought to justice. In any event, he had the idea he was going to try to go to other very wealthy people who would each put up $1 million. They could come up to $1 billion for executing Putin. But this didn't work very well. There was a Lindsey Graham talking about that. This is clip two. And the Russian ambassador to the U.S. described Graham's statement as unacceptable and outrageous. And he said the degree of Russophobia and hatred in the U.S. toward Russia was off the charts. Here is Lindsey Graham on Fox News. Listen, clip two.
How does this end? Somebody in Russia has to step up to the plate. Is there Brutus in Russia? Is there a more successful Colonel Stauffenberg in the Russian military? The only way this ends, my friend, is for somebody in Russia to take this guy out. You would be doing your country a great service and the world a great service.
Okay, later, after Anatoly Antonov, Russia's ambassador to the U.S., and he's still there in Washington, said that Graham's statement was unacceptable, Lindsey Graham responded to him in a separate Fox interview, saying this, clip 13.
Mr. Ambassador, you're supporting a war criminal in Putin. Your country's engaged in war crimes in front of the entire world. You're bombing innocent civilians using banned munitions. You have a record, your country does, of dropping barrel bombs on people in Syria. You destroyed Chechnya by massive war crimes. You're committing war crimes in the Ukraine. You need to apologize to the world.
Apology is not important. What's important is withdraw your troops and stop the killing. We will be right back on the MedVed Show.
You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunny Bay. Like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages. Or our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Senate Energy and Natural Resources Committee Chairman Joe Manchin, the centrist Democrat from West Virginia, said it's now time for the Biden administration to stop importing oil from Russia.
What we need to do right now is make sure that we are able to lead by showing the rest of the world how much that we support Ukraine. And we will shut off the revenues every way we possibly can that goes in to Putin and to Russia. That product has been coming at an average of over 500,000 barrels a day. It's up to 670,000. cause, and that can be stopped.
The West Virginia Democrat also said that building up our domestic natural gas infrastructure would reduce costs, create jobs, and give the U.S. geopolitical power at a very crucial time. U.S. employers added 678,000 jobs in February, and the Labor Department's report shows that the unemployment rate has dropped from 4% to a pandemic low of 3.8%. This is USA Radio News.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
To apologize to the world for how Putin has stolen your country blind, how they're dismembering a neighboring democracy called the Ukraine, how they're killing innocent men, women, and children, indiscriminate use of force in violation of the Geneva Convention. You, my friend, are the one who needs to apologize, and when it comes to Putin, he needs to go to jail.
Okay, pulling it back a little bit from execution, this, even though the Supreme Court of the United States in a 6-3 vote, you'll never guess how that vote went, was the 6 Republican appointees voting right and the 3 Democratic appointees in a dissent from Justice Breyer, who is obviously on his way out. But this is the case of Tsarnaev. One of those two Chechen brothers who blew up people at the Boston Marathon. I mean, evil jihadi killers. And by the way, today 200 people killed at prayers in a mosque. We are so lucky to live in this country. My God, can you? And by the way, what was the crime? Was this some kind of anti-American crime? No. They were Shiite Muslims blown up by Sunni Muslims. And this was in Peshawar in Pakistan. And Pakistan has nuclear weapons. And 200 dead in a mosque bombing. And while all this is going on, there's a very provocative piece, and it bothers me because I suspect that it's true. And it's written by Clive Crook, who's a columnist over at Bloomberg. And the beginning of it is this: what does it mean to defeat Putin? Because that is something that, haven't you added that to your prayers, those of you who pray, and I think many of you do? I mean, we should all be praying, not necessarily for the man's death, though that might be a way of achieving this, but the defeat of Putin, what does it mean? What do U.S. and European leaders see as the end game in Ukraine, writes Clive Crook. If they're thinking about it, they're giving little sign. And if their answer is defeating Vladimir Putin, they need to ask themselves another question. What does that mean? Still, there remains enormous uncertainty about how events might unfold. And the question of what it means to defeat Putin needs to be asked. It's now thinkable that Putin's evident misjudgment of Ukraine's resolve, of the will of the U.S. and Europe to push back, and of Russian public sentiment about the war might lead to his overthrow at the hands of Russians. So perhaps defeat means regime change. Please God. It's an alluring prospect, says Clive Crook, and it would be satisfying if Putin met this fate. But for the U.S. and Europe to work explicitly to that end would be extraordinarily risky. Putin is reportedly erratic and under enormous pressure. For the moment, at least, he commands the biggest nuclear stockpile in the world. And he's already threatened to use it. The notion that he's bluffing or that his generals wouldn't let him launch a strike is hardly comforting. And again, if he used some tactical nuclear weapons, the apparently the biggest chunk of the Ukrainian army is concentrated. It's not spread out everywhere. And of course, they have all these partisan resistance fighters, too. But if he used some tactical nuclear weapon to just wipe out that army and all of its equipment with the hope that then the Ukrainians would surrender, they wouldn't. But for the moment, both have been ruled out. A no-fly zone he's talking about and direct combat with Russian forces. And that is what it would mean. And also for the EU to complete its admission of Ukraine as a member immediately, that would make for a dangerous situation, according to many people who look at Putin and his mindset and where we are. And depending on what Russia does next, however, Western leaders might change their minds. For now, the Allies are purporting to make a distinction. They will impose drastic economic measures avowedly intended to destroy the Russian economy and maybe lead to the overthrow of its government. But they will not engage in actual fighting or commit to making Ukraine a formal ally. If the regime change scenario happens, this tension will be applauded as a necessary part of a brilliant strategy. If it doesn't, the Allies might regret failing to offer Putin an off-ramp. The basic form of that off-ramp is clear, writes Clive Crook, but getting it in place won't be easy. A plausible settlement might look like this: a withdrawal of all Russian forces, a commitment by Ukraine to stay out of NATO and remain non-aligned, the ceding of the eastern separatist statelets to Russia, that's Donetsk and Lugansk, and security guarantees to assure Ukraine of its independence from Russia. Supposing for the moment that Putin would go along, the big political objection is obvious. He could present this as a victory. It's what he wanted from the outset, he could say. It's what the Allies refused to discuss, and it took Russian arms to bring Ukraine and its friends to their senses. For Ukraine, it would feel like defeat. Our sacrifice was for this, and for Western politicians, it would be a hard thing to explain. But they and Ukraine's government need to weigh the alternatives. They are insufficiently confident that Putin can be overthrown or made to yield unconditionally without a wider war, perhaps involving nuclear weapons. A little pause there. Is drawn-out low-level warfare confined to Ukraine really in Ukrainians' best interests? Is the outright subjection of Ukraine if Putin prevails despite everything, better than Finlandization. Well, Finland is trying to apply to get into NATO now. And how long can the Allies maintain their sanctions once the toll on their own economies and financial systems becomes more apparent? Of course, if Putin were offered an off-ramp and chose to use it, he'd claim victory, but he and everybody else would know the score. Provoking disgust all across the free world turns out to carry enormous strategic costs. Economic warfare can be far more powerful than previously believed. Freedom-loving people can't easily be cowed by threats. Autocrats have to worry about retaining domestic support. If an off-ramp had been offered and taken before Putin chose war, these lessons, all of which work to the advantage of the U.S., Europe, and Ukraine, would not have been learned. Putin might possibly have pocketed the concessions and started planning his next move. If a climb down is offered and accepted now, however, that is much less likely. Putin might not admit it, but he would be chastened, and Russians would know it. Where do we go? And what happens? And if Putin decides to move on to show that he is not chastened and he's not beaten, does this mean, as many people have expected, an attack on Moldova next, which is another former Soviet Socialist Republic, a former part of the Soviet Union? There is all kinds of speculation about what is in Putin's mind. And I believe, and I think it's worth talking about because it's got all kinds of ramifications. I believe he's obsessed with one historical figure and trying, in his own warped way, to live up to that figure. Who is it? Tell ya, coming right up. Many people own coins that have not performed as well as they had hoped they would, but markets change and you should get a new valuation. Maybe the coins have done better with current moves in precious metals, or maybe you want to do something else with that money. Let me tell you about my friend Nick Drovich. He's the owner of Amfed Coin and Bullion. For over 40 years, Nick has built a reputation for trust, honesty, and his goal is to earn your business for life. He won't push you to sell, but when you're ready, he offers the best prices, trades, and consignment deals in America. Right now, Nick and the Amfed team are offering their exclusive coin performance review totally free. Yes, totally free with a no-pressure guarantee from Nick. Go online at AmericanFederal.com or call 800-221-7694. That's AmericanFederal.com and 800-221-7694. 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com. If you think Washington State's headed in the right direction, well, then this message is not for you. But if you're troubled by Washington moving toward more government control, income taxes, rent control, and centralized decision-making, now is the time for you to take action. At Washington Policy Center, we want free market reforms that make Washington the best place to raise a family, to get a job, or to start a business. WPC is nationally renowned for its effectiveness in an ideologically hostile state. It's led the effort against state and local income taxes, and its research and policy analysis are relied on by lawmakers, media, and citizen activists for accuracy, fresh perspective, and to expose the political manipulation of data. Washington State is our home, and it needs WPC more than ever. Get off the sidelines. Become a member today at WashingtonPolicy.org. That's WashingtonPolicy.org.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work.
After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Did you receive a call or message that mentioned Social Security and demanded immediate action? Did the caller know your Social Security number or other personal information and tell you that your Social Security number had been used in connection with the crime? Did you feel worried that your Social Security number might be suspended, your bank account might be frozen or seized, or you could be arrested? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, demand your personal information or instant payment, email or text you pictures or documents, or use a real government official's name to gain your trust. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Do not be fooled. Hang up. Ignore them. Report this criminal activity to the Social Security Administration Office of the Inspector General at oig.ssa.gov.
On the Michael Medved show, the one figure in all of history that apparently Vladimir Putin, and he said this a number of times and in a number of settings, that he sees himself as a successor to Peter the Great. Peter the Great, who was Tsar of Russia from 1682 until his death in 1725, was obviously he was a czar. He was what they call an autocrat. He had godlike powers in Russia. And one of the things, and I think it's important for understanding Vladimir Putin, that he picks Peter the Great of all people. Peter the Great was the tallest significant leader in all of world history. Historians argue about whether he was actually over 7 feet, he may have been. He was certainly minimum height 6'8", which back in the years of his lifetime, which is the very end of the 1600s and then the first 25 years of the 18th century, I mean, to be that tall, Washington was described as a giant, and Washington was 6'3". Peter the Great was 6'8", minimum. Putin is 5'7". He's a little guy. I don't think there's any question that that part of his complexes that a psychiatrist would look at would be at his little guy syndrome, which is why he is such an enthusiast for judo. You can even buy tapes and books of Vladimir Putin's guides to judo. I'm sure they're very popular right now. Here's the thing about Peter the Great, and I found this because I was looking through the history of Ukraine, which is something to do. There are people in my neighborhood. There are now two different homes on the same block that have big Ukrainian flags in the front. And, of course, 2 weeks ago, people wouldn't have even recognized a Ukrainian flag. Now everybody does. In any event, what Peter the Great did to Ukraine was this. Is in 1720, 5 years before he died, the Tsar of Russia outlawed publishing books in the Ukrainian language and basically declared war on the Ukrainian identity because he wanted to erase that identity. And he wanted to get rid of Ukraine as anything other than just a subject province of Russia. Get rid of the Ukrainian language, any of the Cossack traditions that were very much part of Ukraine. And all of this goes to a fascinating story about a leader of the Zaporozhian Cossack host, who is very famous in his own right, Ivan Stepanovich Mazepa. Now, you might be saying, what are you talking about him for? He died in 1709. And he did, but he was, but Peter the Great was obsessed with him, and I think that Putin is obsessed with Peter the Great. He was a Ukrainian guy, Mazepa, who was fighting alongside Peter the Great, but before his greatest battle, Mazepa went over to the other side, to the Swedes, because the Swedes promised him independence. And people, since the 1600s, actually since the 1500s in Ukraine, have been longing for independence, not wanting to be a subject nation to either Poland or to Russia. In any event, in terms of that idea of being haunted with the past, there are worse things than not knowing history. What's worse is knowing history, and I think Putin does, and taking the wrong conclusions from it. More on that. We also have some history that was made here recently by the former Attorney General of the United States. And this is really remarkable. He's promoting his new book, which is One Damn Thing After Another, which is about his years at the end of the Trump administration as Attorney General of the United States. And part of what he had to say in his interview with Lester Holt actually had to do with attaching blame for what happened on January 6th. We have that, Jeremy? This is the comments by Bill Barr, former Attorney General of the United States. Yeah.
And I told him that all this stuff was bullshit and about election fraud. And, I was wrong to be shoveling it out the way his team was. And he started asking me about different theories, and I had the answer. So I was able to tell him this is wrong because of this.
You're trying to set him straight.
Yes. And he listened. He was obviously getting very angry about this. I said, okay, well, look, I understand you're upset with me. And I'm perfectly happy to tender my resignation. And then, boom!
He slaps the desk.
He slapped the desk, and he said, accepted. Accepted. And then, boom, he slapped it again. Accepted. Go home. Don't go back to your office. Go home. You're done.
And one of the things that apparently he said to President Trump, he said, the reason that you're losing all these arguments about the election is because you put this clown show of lawyers out there. Yes, and this means you, Rudy Giuliani, and Sidney Powell, and more, who didn't do President Trump any favors. And then what Barr said, which is extraordinary, is that right now the January 6th Commission says they're going to be looking at potential criminal violations by President Trump. I don't think they have any chance of getting that. I think that's a waste of time. I think it's a bad idea. And because they would have to prove for Trump to have criminal violations that he knew that he had lost the elections, that he had accepted that he was deliberately trying to defraud. Now, I think a sane person, a person who actually looks at the facts would have known that he lost the elections, but it's a very, very tough thing to prove in court. And Bill Barr said this, basically the same thing, that no, he doesn't think that Trump can be prosecuted on January 6th, but still, he says this, clip 20.
Do you think that President Trump was responsible for what happened here ultimately?
I do think he was responsible in the broad sense of that word, and that it appears that part of the plan was to send this group up to the Hill. I think the whole idea was to intimidate Congress, and I think that was wrong.
Okay. But the idea, again, there's a piece by Greg Sargent today, which is very powerful, that actually looks at the burden of proof if they were going to get some kind of criminal charges against Trump on that basis. Incitement, if you actually look at the law there, it would be very, very hard to get a conviction. And then if for any of these charges, like defrauding the United States, was under the charges they mentioned in their filing yesterday, the January 6th committee. The problem is you would have to prove that Trump didn't actually believe his own nonsense. And yes, some of it is nonsense. And the stories about the voting machines and the stories, and none of this is particularly provable. And by the way, one of the leading anti-vaccine doctors, remember America Frontline Doctors? Whenever we get letters from people who believe that vaccines are a crime and a fraud, they basically mention a couple of names, and one of the names is Simone Gold, who is the founder of what's called America's Frontline Doctors. Her own medical history, let's leave it this way, unproven. But in any event, what is proven is she just pleaded guilty to various crimes related to January 6th, because she was there with the crowd attacking the Capitol building. What's amazing to me is how people with some intelligence could actually think they would succeed. But the fact that they did believe that, I think, is very clear. Coming up, someone who has a great deal of respect, journalist on TV all the time, now says that the Constitution is trash. Really? Complete trash. Who would say that? And why? And who does that help? Another expert with intelligence experience says Putin's days are numbered. Maybe in the double digits, less than 100, that means. We will get to that and to much more in this greatest nation on God's green earth.
Have you heard about vine-to-bar chocolate? It's the winemaker's chocolate, the world's first chocolate made with well-vined Chardonnay marc. From the beautiful coastal vineyards of North America. Gently pressed grapes are harvested after juicing, dried and finely milled, and carefully blended into the finest dark chocolate. The Chardonnay Marc contains highly beneficial grape nutrients, flavanols, and has a natural sweetness that flavors the luscious dark chocolate. Mouthwatering, flavorful, delectable dark chocolate goodness with Chardonnay sweetness and beneficial nutrients. And it's alcohol free too. It's Vine to Bar Chocolate. Order some today at vinetobar.com. That's VINETOBAR.com. Cold shipped to your door is Vine to Bar. Vine to Bar Chocolate. Visit us at vinetobar.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.